Hi, this is Larry Wilson, and this is How to Talk to Humans. This is the podcast that shows you how to improve your communication skills. Are you looking to get a better job? Are you looking to find a relationship? Are you trying to do things in your life that have frustrated you and eluded you so far? I can show you so easily how to change that. Now, I can only do it with humans. If you're looking to deal with vampires or zombies, extraterrestrials, this is not the show for you. But if you're really looking to improve your communication skills, I can show you what I've learned from 40 years in show business working with the biggest celebrities and superstars in the world, and their secrets are unbelievable. What I'm going to be teaching you during the course of this podcast every week are tools that you can use to communicate toward success. Hi, this is Larry Wilson. Thank you for joining me once again for another episode of How to Talk to Humans, the podcast that's really focused on improving your communication skills. I realize that some people listening to this may feel like, well, I expected specific lessons in how to do this. That's not really what the podcast is about. Although I do teach in almost every episode some specific technique that you can use. If you're more interested in more structured training in Wilson Method communication skills, you can always visit wilsonmethod.com. Or if you're particularly inclined, you can visit thewilsonmethod.com. Either one will get you to the same place. And there, there'll be some more information about online training. But this podcast is a little bit more free form. I find that there are things that occur to me that may not fit into a specific niche in structured training, but I think they're interesting. And apparently some of you must share my feeling because more and more people are listening to the podcast all the time. And I hope that those of you who are enjoying it will share it with friends and subscribe and become regular listeners of this podcast. This week, I wanted to talk about a phrase that I thought I invented, and probably I didn't. I must have heard it someplace. I don't know, but I'll pretend like I invented it. It occurred to me that in many ways, we find ourselves nowadays in a period which I identify as the end of credulity. And of course, credulity is defined as the inclination to readily believe things or be inclined to believe things as true. And I seem to see more and more that people are not inclined to believe things, particularly because of social media, because of the internet, because of the easy access to information of all kinds, and everyone presents themselves as an expert. Everyone, and of course, some of it is hilarious. Some of it I find enormously entertaining. I know that people are purposely doing this either for their own enjoyment or as social satire or perhaps social commentary. I don't know, but I'll see someplace on social media, one platform, another, I'll see a picture of John Lennon, and it'll say something like, Eddie Van Halen thinking about how he's going to write his new tune, Purple Haze. And I'm thinking, well, that's not Eddie Van Halen. And Eddie Van Halen didn't write Purple Haze. So you'll see things like this, and I think sometimes it must be someone who shares my bleak amusement at the fact that nowadays there's so many people who are just willing to believe anything that's presented to them. So perhaps I've just defied my proclamation that this is the end of credulity, because there is so much that people are willing to accept without questioning it at all. On the other hand, I think that so much of public discourse we now see and hear and read is based on the idea that no one believes anything they're seeing or reading or hearing. Why is this relevant to communication? I think it's a really good sign for us. For those of you who are interested in improving your communication skills, the more authenticity you can bring to your communication, the more powerful the impact it will have. I'm convinced of this because I see this lack of credulity all around us, that people are become familiar with other opinions and proclamations being thrown out without any supporting evidence or substance or ideas or anything. We used to have a word for that in the old days. We used to call those opinions. But now they're presented as facts. And I'm not going to give you examples of those because I don't want to start an internecine battle here where people are shouting at each other and accusing each other of unimaginable crimes. I simply know that if you are sensitized to this idea, you'll see them all around you. You'll see, and I want to point out, I'm not talking about those cases where, you know, politics is particularly rife with this. This is almost unavoidable if you read or hear or see anything that has anything to do with politics. You'll see examples of people in all parties simply lying to your face. They'll hold up a piece of bacon and say, "I caught this fish this morning." And you'll be thinking, "This is not a fish, it's a piece of bacon." Doesn't matter. You see so much of this now in politics where someone will say something with great authority that is clearly not true. Well, unfortunately, they've learned that this is a very effective technique for their purposes. It's not an effective way of communicating if you're serious about something that has to do with your personal experience or business enterprise. It's not a good way to communicate. But that's not what politics is all about. So for them, it works great. Conversely, if you want to be taken seriously, if you want people to think that the things you're saying or writing or presenting have great weight and import, then it's very much in your best interest to present them in a way that brings the most authenticity you can. And part of that is by speaking openly and candidly, not to be confused with the popular buzzword transparency, which again, I see more and more examples when someone starts talking about transparency, things get very clouded. I'm always left thinking, I thought this was supposed to be transparent. When I am referring to you really sharing something, it might be personal, it might be anecdotal, it might be something that you heard, or it might be a lesson that someone taught you at some time. If you present something. An example that comes to mind here, this may not be the best example, but is someone asked me about some specific technique I was teaching in Wilson Method. And I said, oh, I learned that from the movie actor Cary Grant. Younger people, and name may mean nothing to you, but there was a period of time when he was a huge, huge movie star, incredibly handsome, suave, urbane, elegant, kind of sophisticated. And I had an interaction with him, met him. He was so charming and so nice. And I have to say, one of the very few times in my life, when I was dumbstruck, I was speechless. He was so nice and so down to earth, but he looked like a real movie star. And he was dressed like a movie star. And he was groomed like a movie. And he was so relaxed and charming, but I was kind of mute. I couldn't really say anything. But I learned a specific technique, and a thing that he talked about that has stayed with me all these years, has never, ever left me, that was enormously effective and valuable. And I was trying to explain to someone who asked me about that, that it doesn't matter where I learned it. But I do think what matters is that it's not my opinion, this particular technique. I won't go into, I think I've talked about another podcast episode here. What matters is by me sharing the story of meeting Cary Grant and having this interaction, it brings a real authenticity to the experience. It's not just some guy's opinion about the way things should be. The fact that you can employ this technique and see results immediately, well, that carries a great deal of weight as well. But by making it personalized and explaining where I learned it and who I learned it from, well, people who know Cary Grant are thinking, oh, I can see exactly why he said such and such to you, because this is what he did all the time. Suddenly, it has much more gravitas. It has much more believability. I can't help but think of, I saw an interview a few months back, the world's most successful investor, Warren Buffett, and he's always saying something interesting every time I've seen him. I never expect, and then I forget, oh yeah, this guy comes up with incredible things. He said, oh, your greatest asset is your experience, your personal life experience. He said, you may not even realize the things that you know or that you're an expert at that are useful. He said, I'm so confident of it. He said, I'd offer any young person $100,000 in exchange for 10% of their earnings the rest of their life. And I don't know if he was serious or if he was kidding or not, but I thought he seemed like he was serious. I don't know if anyone's going to take him up on it. But that's such a great way of framing it, because you think this guy, and again, this is speaks directly to my reference of authenticity. It's one thing if Larry Wilson says that. Oh, I think you should, you know, I give you some stock tip or some crazy thing like this. Well, I don't have any expertise in this matter. I don't know anything about finance or those sorts of things. But the world's most successful investor, Warren Buffett, if he has something to say about finance or investing, you should probably listen to him. That's my thinking. Because he's bringing his real, authentic experience to it. And in this particular interview that I'm referring to, he was saying that all of us have something like this. It spoke particularly strongly to me because I didn't realize a few years back when I was first putting my toe into the water with this Wilson method training, I thought, well, yeah, I know this stuff, but everybody knows this stuff and nobody cares about this. Well, the more I investigated, the more I found not true. As technology advances and as social media and the internet and all these other forms of connection improve, people's communication skills were deteriorating at an alarming rate. So I was surprised to see how eager people were to reverse that trend, learn to speak more effectively, make presentations more effectively, write more effectively. And it really struck home with me. It took a while for me to be convinced, but the more people I met, like people who are listening to this podcast, the more I realized, oh, this thing that I took for granted was really valuable expertise. And it took Warren Buffett to point out to me that everyone has some element of this. That's a really extraordinary message. And he does not throw those sorts of things off lightly. So I hope that you will take that to heart and keep that in mind. Because as we wallow through the end of credulity, where everyone feels like, I don't believe anything anyone's saying. People are presenting themselves as experts, and then I hear them speaking, and they're idiots. Yeah, I think a lot of them might be. Clearly, the world of online interaction favors those who are good at using those platforms. It doesn't impute any specific knowledge or skill to them at all, other than their ability. The most obvious example are influencers we see. And I don't begrudge them any of their success, although you must admit it is a weird thing when some 20-year-old person has, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million followers, and they may do a quick presentation about retirement funds. And I think they're 20 years old. They don't care about retirement funds. They may not even know what a retirement fund is. Well, in this brave new world, apparently it doesn't matter as much. People find someone they connect with, and that may be an influencer who's really good. It may mean that they look a certain way, or they speak a certain way. Whatever the case may be, they have hundreds of thousands or millions of followers who take what they say very seriously. With that in mind, I think the trend may be to find that those are not as effective, as well as people who can provide a context for their expertise, where the listener or reader can ascertain for themselves the value of what the message is. And they can see and go, oh, well, this person worked for 20 years in, I'm trying to make something up here, and I was going to say, working in a diamond mine. Mining, so they know a lot. If this person is telling you about diamonds and what diamond, yeah, they work for 20 years in a diamond mine, they probably do know a lot about that. As opposed to someone who's just seen the James Bond film Diamonds Are Forever a dozen times, they may not know as much about time. I think that in the future, more and more, authenticity carries the day. Thank you once again for joining me here for another episode of How to Talk to Humans. If I sound delighted, it's because I am. I'm so pleased that this podcast has captured the fancy of so many people, and I hope to extend this further. Please share it with all your friends and enemies so that hopefully we might be able to reverse this tide of inferior communication and in the process make the world a little better place. I'll see you next week. This has been Larry Wilson. I want to thank you for spending this time with me, and I hope you found this information useful. If you're looking for more, you can find it at thewilsonmethod.com. There's a ton of stuff there. In fact, if you want, you can even speak to me because I'm human. Send me an email at info@wilsonmethod.com because I read every single one. I hope that you'll join us next week in this continuing journey, and you'll be with me for the next episode of How to Talk to Humans.